Our next guest, Kenny Eller, here on The Big Show. The website is meversusmj.com, and he's on a quest to play one-on-one against the greatest basketball player in the history of the world in Michael Jordan, and Kenny joins us now. So, Kenny, let's start with the genesis of this. How did this all start? Your idea initially, what was it, and then how'd you get where you're at now?
Well, the website started about four and a half years ago, and I had watched this documentary movie about this guy who wanted to go on a date with Drew Barrymore. It was called My Date with Drew. And I remember sitting there after I watched it, and didn't look like it was going to happen in the end that it happened. And I thought, well, I don't really want to go on a date with Drew Barrymore, but wouldn't it be cool to play basketball against Michael Jordan? So that's really where the idea came from. And then, you know, Jordan used to have this fantasy camp that he held, you know, once a year for people over a certain age. And so it was August 22nd of 2010. I launched the website. It was originally going to be a one-year journey. It was called originally Me Versus MJ, My Journey to Jordan Camp. And I was going to train and play the best people I could play, trying to get Michael to play me one-on-one. In the event that he wouldn't play me, then I would go to the camp and hopefully create enough buzz to where I'd be one of the people that he would play one-on-one at the camp. Kind of what happened is he canceled the camp for the first time ever, and it hasn't run since, about 4 months into the journey. And just through the power of the internet, people had already begun reaching out to me from different places all over the world. Not really a lot of places, but, you know, I was getting some positive feedback about how what I was doing was inspiring other people. So it became a mission of mine to, you know, just change the goal and set it to play him one-on-one. And then the mission statement behind it for me is that anything's possible with faith and hard work. And, you know, that was really born out of the fact that there was a lot of negativity around it, honestly. I would go to my friends and people that I thought or that do care about me, and they would say, well, you know, it's never going to happen. You're not a great basketball player. You don't have any basketball contacts. You know, this is an impossible thing. And I'm a big optimist, and I believe that if you, you know, believe in something and you work tremendously hard, you can accomplish anything. So the whole mission behind it is, yes, I want to play Michael, but more than that, I want to inspire growth in people and to have people live their dreams. So that's really kind of what's kept me going for almost 5 years now.
Now, speaking of putting the effort in, you have put effort into this. You flew to Las Vegas and attended an event where MJ was. And if I'm reading this correctly, you met his sons at that event. And his sons, one of his sons said, hey, you want to meet Dad? Come on over. And they introduced you to him. What happened in that encounter?
Yeah, no, that was really cool. That was my fifth kind of interaction or meeting with Michael since the journey started. And I had met Marcus before at a charity event down in Orlando because they both attended UCF. And so when I went up to Marcus, he had just asked, you know, have you been, you know, introduced to my dad? And I said, well, not formally. I had already had interactions with Michael out on the golf course. So, you know, at the event, Michael had security at his own exclusive party, and it made sense, you know, once you kind of saw that he's so different than everyone else. But it was great. You know, I was able to share with Michael, you know, how important he's been in my life, and I thought he was very receptive of that. And, you know, he said he'd play anytime. He's not the easiest guy to, you know, get a hold of, and it went very well. You know, Marcus actually took the picture that's on the website, so it was a really great experience.
So, Kenny, if this ever goes down, my question to you is, how do you approach trying to play the best, albeit on the other side of 50, but how do you approach playing the best player in the history of the game?
Well, it's, you know, it'll be very surreal, obviously, because, you know, I grew up watching Michael, and he's the reason I even have ever picked up a basketball. So, I don't know. You know, I think you just, you know, take what he gives you and do your best. And I think it'll be obviously living a dream the whole time. So if I can get the smile off of my face long enough to take it seriously, then it'll be a blast.
When you said you encountered negativity with this, what was the nature of that other than, was it just, oh, come on, this will never happen? Or was it along the lines of, man, if you're going to set a goal for yourself, there are more noble things than this? What was the nature of it?
Yeah, I mean, it was probably any and everything you can think of, from, you know, questioning the motive behind it. Did I want to be famous, or was I trying to make money off of it? You could focus on other things, people not getting it. You know, there's a group of people that still don't get it. They see it as basketball, but it's really a life story. You know, basketball is just the vehicle for me to, you know, tell a story and to inspire. It's something that I'm passionate about. I think there's just a lot of pessimism. People, you know, we grow up and, you know, we let go of dreams. And I think that, you know, my belief is that we're equipped to live our dreams, and we all have a skill set and the ability to, you know, make those dreams happen, and that we don't always have a support system, though, and we don't always have people encouraging us and telling us that we can do it. So, yeah, that's what I try to be for anybody who needs that. And, you know, the website, because Michael Jordan resonates with just about everybody. I mean, whether you like basketball or not, you know who Michael Jordan is. And it opens up a lot of doors, you know. So I go around and speak at schools and camps, and, you know, anybody that'll have me, anybody that'll let me spread a good word, you know, that's what I try to do.
Kenny Eller is with us here on the big show. He of the website meversmj.com. Kenny, you recently had a chance to sit down, spend some time, and play against a guy that has a lot of people excited out here. That's Rodney Hood, who in his rookie season, when he was healthy, showed a lot of promise. It really came on at the end of the year. Take us through that experience. How did you get a hold of him? How did the whole thing unfold? And then what was it like?
Well, I got connected with Rodney through a friend of mine that I met through the journey about 4 years ago. And they knew Rodney and said, you know, that he was going to be in Florida and that they might be able to set it up. And that's how that all came together. It was very quickly. They asked me or told me about it a week ahead of time. And then I met them for lunch and they said, hey, you know, I'm going to work on the game with Rodney. And I was like, when do you think we'll be there? Like tomorrow. I said, okay. And, the experience was amazing. The guy, I tell you what, I'm a huge, huge Rodney Hood fan. After that experience, the guy is so humble. And I don't know if you guys have ever interacted with him or not, but a quality human being. The basketball skill speaks for itself. I mean, as I say in the piece, you know, I walked into the gym knowing this guy's one of the best 450 players in the world, but I was amazed. I mean, the efficiency, everything was so smooth. And he literally shot over, you know, at least 90% in our three games. I barely touched the ball because it's make it, take it. So, and he was playing around with me. I mean, it's obviously the NBA is a huge jump. And, I mean, you're getting paid a lot of money for a reason. But, you know, the biggest takeaway for me was who he is as a person and how he carries himself.
He's a lot taller than you probably suspected.
Yeah, he's a big guy. I mean, and it was interesting because I played against a guy that was 6'9", but not a guy that played in the NBA. And it definitely affects your shot. I'm right at 6'2", so I'm not super small. But when you're playing against a guy 6'8", ultimately he could have held me scoreless and not let me get a shot off if he wanted to. I mean, it's a huge difference.
One of our texters suggests that you play one-on-one against Brian Russell.
Yeah, I will play anybody. You know, the interesting thing is this is the toughest thing I've ever done in my life. You know, I work in private wealth management for a living, and, you know, this is a passion project of mine. But, you know, getting – now there's a lot of momentum because I've played different people, and, you know, you can go to the website and you can see things. But for a while, it was very difficult to get anyone to play. So I always tell anybody, I'll play anyone. I love it. I love the human element of it even more than the basketball piece, because – I think, you know, we focus so much on, you know, what they can do on a court, and we sometimes forget that, you know, they're people just like us, you know, and they have a story. And then, you know, a lot of times in the news and what's out there, it's not always the best stories of things. So, you know, I get to meet somebody, and I was blown away by Rodney. I didn't, you know, not in a million years would I have thought that a guy that young with so much would be so down to earth. I mean, it was almost like pulling words out of him. He wanted to talk about my journey and how excited he was for me. And I'm thinking, man, I can't even imagine being 22, being in the NBA, being named, you know, Rookie of the Month for April, you know, having so much to look forward to and being so down to earth. And he's definitely a guy for, I mean, for you guys to have him out there, I mean, I'd be at every game. You know, I mean, I live out here in Orlando, but I mean, I am a huge fan of this guy.
Kenny, just out of curiosity, I mean, Mike is quite a lofty goal. Why can't it be like me versus Perk, so you could just beat Kendrick Perkins at 1-on-1?
That's funny. Well, Jordan is the reason I play ball, as I said earlier, you know, and, you know, I'm a big Michael Jordan fan. I always have been. And so, yeah, I mean, it is a lofty goal, you know, a guy I know. And, you know, I'm going through the journey. I'm living it. And, you know, it's interesting because for a long time it was, it'll never happen. And now, you know, it's pretty much, when is it going to happen? And, you know, a guy I know said, you know, you're not just trying to play a guy, you're trying to go to the moon. And, you know, I think because I'm such an optimist, I never even though I know Michael Jordan is this global icon, I still didn't really get it until I went to his party in Las Vegas and saw how in a room full of major wealth and a lot of celebrities, he is just treated differently. I mean, people pulled out their phones, and I'm talking, there might be 1,000 people here that, you know, you had to be a major tournament sponsor or you were a celebrity in the golf. People are taking out their phones and cameras and flashes are going off, you know, when the guy walks in the room. It's a very defined difference.
What do you do? Now, he's about 15 years older than you. What if this actually does happen and he's like 75 and you're like 60 and he's out there like gumming around and whatnot? I mean, my point is, what if it isn't what you envision? What if it's your dream ends up being less glorious than you expected?
What if Jordan has no teeth? Is that what you're asking Kenny right now?
I don't know, Kenny.
No, I think, you know, the journey's changed. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The journey, you know, I had lunch with Mark Cuban fairly early on in the journey. And, you know, one of the things that he said that's really come to pass is that, you know, you're going to look back and the journey is where the value is going to be found. It's not going to be the end result of a game, whether or not it happens with Michael. And it's so true. It's the experiences with someone like Rodney Hood, you know, that who inspired me as a person. It's the times where now I have a platform and people will listen. I mean, the fact that you guys are having me, you know, on your show, which I greatly appreciate. But to go out and, you know, speak at schools and all of that, I mean, it's it just shows the power of going after a vision. And it's so fulfilling, you know. So the game is really, you know, that's out there and it's an ultimate goal. And I want it to happen because I know, you know, it will touch a lot of people. But... you know, whether, you know, if he was 75 and didn't have teeth and I'm 60, I think I got a better chance of winning. And I will have lived a lot of dreams along the way.
Kenny, before we set you loose, last thing, outside of Mike or maybe some of the bigger names, just give us a good story throughout your journey, maybe an NBA player that you met, played against, and something that stands out to you throughout your course of time doing this.
Well, I'll tell you a story because I think, you know, one, he played for Utah. His name's Deshaun Stevenson. And I don't know that many people would believe this story. But Deshaun was the first NBA guy to say yes to play me. Again, pretty much anybody that's willing to do it because it's a very selfless act, they've got some kindness in them. But, you know, I went through some personal stuff about 5 months ago. And Deshaun Stevenson would send me Bible scriptures every single day. The guy would call me and check on me. You know, I look back and I thought I met Deshaun Stevenson for basketball. And that dude helped me. And I think that's probably one of the coolest unexpected stories. Just that, you know, and the thing with Deshaun, you can't judge a book by its cover, you know? And I think it's just he's a phenomenal human being as well. So there's a lot of cool little things that have happened, but, you know, that's a more recent event. And, you know, he played for you guys out there.
Well, Kenny, we appreciate the time. It's a fascinating website. We'll continue to tell people where they can find more information. Best of luck on your journey to play MJ. Hopefully he has teeth when you guys get together. And we'll chat again soon. Thanks, man.
Thank you so much. I hope you guys have a great day.
That's Kenny Eller. The website is meversmj.com.